You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's PXY Mornings, Moose and Breezy. Welcome back to the show. We got a gentleman by the name of James who's on the line waiting to speak with us. He wants to share his experience growing up on the spectrum and the things his parents missed that could have maybe helped him thrive, you know, in his older years. But he's reaching out to today to hopefully just give other parents some perspective, maybe avoid some of the same mistakes he says his parents made. Let me get him on with us. Hi, James, you there?
Hi, yes, this is James.
Hey, man.
How are you?
Talk to us, man. Tell us your story. Thanks for coming on with us.
I'm good, thanks. It's nice to speak with you, and thanks for giving me this opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course.
So I'm autistic. I don't know how similar my story is to other people, but I think it's important to share so, you know, maybe other parents hear this. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, my parents never got me tested for autism. They didn't, you know, they didn't believe in therapy or meds or anything like that. They just kind of brushed it all under the rug. Told me I was fine or told me I was imagining things, that I needed to just toughen up.
Okay.
And my dad's advice, that was my dad's advice, toughen up, just toughen up.
Right.
I could have been, you know, I could have been hit by a car and he probably would have told me, just toughen up. And then he would call 911.
Sure.
Yeah, it sounds.
Call 911.
It sounds like a lot of dads, old school. Yeah. Sure, toughen up, throw old some school. Dirt on it.
For sure. And now I'm in my 40s. And I can't help thinking how different my life could have been had they gotten me tested, had I gone through some different hoops. I could have had help, you know, learning how to navigate the world, support my struggles, strategies to cope, all these things that are in place now that kind of weren't around, and different attitudes.
Are there, what areas of your life do you feel like you struggled in? Or struggle in the most now?
Oh, everything. I mean, socially, job-wise, you know, romantically. Everything. I think everything.
Okay.
Really. But so instead of that, I spent all those years thinking, you know, something's wrong with me, when I think I really just needed understanding. It's not that I hate my parents. I don't hate them. And they did what they could do, I think, at the time. Mm-hmm. I'll take a sip of water. But there's definitely some resentment there.
Like
my parents.
If you had known sooner, your life maybe would have been a little different.
I can't help not think that.
Yeah.
And it's not about them being bad people, but about the things I didn't get.
Well, you probably would have rather had them take a different approach instead of tell you to toughen up.
I mean, there's a lot of parents that are like, don't believe in like anxiety, OCD, like just because they're not accustomed to it and they don't understand it, they automatically chalk it up to like, no, you're just weird. And like, obviously your kid is struggling. And just because you don't believe in something or you don't understand something doesn't mean that you can sit there and be like, yeah, it's not real. No, it's real. It's just, you just don't get it.
Your parents, James, were against meds. Were you doing any of that?
Oh, no, no, none of that. No,
they were against
absolutely.
It.
Yeah, yes, they were.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, and it just feels like it was not a thing that was taken seriously.
Have you met other people with autism that had a different upbringing than you that you, like, envy?
Yeah, and to be honest, those people really helped me a lot. They helped me, they helped me talk about what I'm talking about right now. The way that they are... You know, it's like, this is what I am, and it's kind of okay.
Right.
And I felt like they were listened to earlier, and they were taken seriously. Mm-hmm. And I felt like if I had been taken seriously, I might be in a better place right now.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, James, what's your relationship with your parents like now?
It's okay. It's I'm a little bit happier now. And I've, because of certain things, certain steps that I've taken, if it had been different, I would have had a chance to really thrive instead of just now. I'm kind of stumbling along. I'm trying to figure things out.
No, of course.
On my own.
Yeah.
On my own. I'm better now, or at least happier now than now that I truly know what my struggles are.
Mm-hmm.
But even after I was diagnosed, my parents were still in denial. That I was on the spectrum.
Do you think there's still like a stigma around testing because people fear?
Because you're like, also labels? Also because you're older, you know what I mean? So it's like you've lived your whole life not knowing, so like why do you have to know now type of thing?
Yeah, I think it's wrapped in such in so much behavior and these things that they don't, it's not, it's just like, oh, this is a thing. This is a phase. This is a thing that'll pass.
Yeah.
And, you know, just don't be those parents. Please don't be those parents. I think it's important to get kids tested just in case. I mean, what harm could it do? Just in case you have, you know, if there's any inkling that they might be on the spectrum, because the earlier you understand these things, the earlier you can get help, the earlier you can give them, you know, those tools that they need to succeed.
Because your parents were very much against the idea of getting you tested or meds or anything like that.
It's not spoiling them or labeling them, but giving them a label. It is what it is. It's about giving them clarity. It'll help them know what's going on as well.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
James, we want to thank you so much for your story and ability this morning. You're helping a lot of people that are in the same position that you are in.
Yeah, and I appreciate you taking the time to come on with us and share your story. And I think it's maybe going to open a few eyes this morning, you know, to maybe do things differently.
And hopefully to parents.
So thank you.
Thank you all very much for giving me this opportunity.
You're welcome.
Of course, James. Have a great day, man. We're going to be in touch with you, okay?
Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay, James. Thanks. I love that he took the time to come on with us this morning. So if a parent is listening right now and they have maybe that gut feeling something might be going on with their child, I think the message this morning is, you know, get them tested.
Yeah, I have a text come in from a listener that I want to read. Listening to James, and I just want to play a little bit of devil's advocate for his parents. I'm 42, and I distinctly remember in fifth grade, my parents getting a letter home that the school was going
to put their first special ed integrated class in place, and I was going to be in that class. I guess what I'm saying is I'm wondering how much society and schools and other resources knew how to support parents and just didn't. I don't think the information was as available then as it is today, which is an amazing point as well.
Mm-hmm.
We are so much more fluent in, you know, autism, OCD, ADHD, ADD. Like, there is so much more talk and understanding around these different, you know, conditions that fall on this large, broad spectrum that
things have changed a lot.
It's easier to diagnose, it's easier to pinpoint, and it's easier to spot because there are more cases of it.
Correct.
This person says, I am a teacher and I want to share a perspective on testing with autism. As a teacher, I cannot diagnose or even hint a student is possibly on the spectrum. I share data and observations, but when parents do finally get on board, it takes a long time to get into a place that even will test and diagnose their child. The wait list is up to a year long. Sometimes schools can be in a tough spot and cannot test and diagnose depending on the staff that they have trained.
Yeah. Ashley says, my sister went undiagnosed until her 30s. But yeah, it's one of those situations too. Like you said, things have changed a lot in the last 20, 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
It is a little bit easier, I think, today to pinpoint than it ever has been. Bev says, this hits me in the heart today because I saw my nephew struggle for years and my sister kept brushing it off. And I think some parents, not all, but I think some are in denial because they don't want to label their kids. But getting them help sooner than later is the best thing you can do for them. Thank James for sharing his story. Yeah, I mean, it's dependent on the situation, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I, like that teacher said, they can't call a parent and make a diagnosis. Yeah. They can't do it.
Yeah. They, like she said, can obviously
make suggestions.
Make suggestions and say, this is what I've been witnessing and taking in with them in my class, but
yeah. Yeah. Well, I appreciate sure. James coming on and you guys for messaging in and just bringing a little awareness to the situation that people go through day in and day out. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook,
IG,
X, 98.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
When it comes to buying a car, it can be a little frightening. I mean, not at IDE.
Not when you go to IDE Honda.
Oh, you got to get your new IDE in Penfield. But there are a ton of different situations that you can find yourself in when it comes to buying a new car. And I think one of the biggest reasons why people put off buying a new car is the anxiety that they feel when it comes to cutting that deal for your car. But fret no more, because AI, which we talked about yesterday with my AI family, is leveling the playing field for you when it comes to buying your car. Now, you have to realize that you buy a car maybe once every 5 to 6 years, but at a dealership, they're selling a car, 15 cars a day, if they're good at it. You know what I mean? So they're pretty much better at selling than you are at buying, but that might not be the case anymore. Here's what you're going to do for like a little ChatGPT moment.
All right.
You're going to put in the kind of like ride that you want. Maybe you don't even know what kind of car you want. And then you're going to specify the make, model, and the preferences. And then once you land on a reliable sedan, SUV, they're going to provide a whole list of cars in your area that are for sale and that have already ran the Carfax, already ran the Kelley Blue Book, already did all of that for you.
So all you got to do is bring it in and present it.
Essentially. Once you've chosen the vehicle, AI can help you find the options within your price range that are going to be most affordable and the safest. And you're not going to, you know, obviously buy a lemon. But then when it comes to the financing part of it, you can just put that contract right into ChatGPT and they'll pull out any hidden costs for you, red flags. Oh, you know, it's. I think that a couple car salespeople might be shaking in their boots. But I think it'll just make people feel a little better when it comes to buying. Not to get a one-up on anyone, but just to be more informed. It's a tool.
That's what it is.
I mean?
You know what I mean? And it's a game of chess when you're buying a vehicle. You, obviously, you don't want to be uncomfortable. You don't want to be pressured to buy something that you don't even want to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
But like Breezy said, do your homework and it helps you kind of figure out what to say and what not to say and if you're getting the best deal.
Absolutely. A retired car salesman was like, this is going to change the game. So
this is going to ruin the world tour.
Justin Timberlake.
It's time for everyone's favorite game. Can't be Breezy. You guys want to go to our live show next month at Jiva Theater? Now's your chance. 585-252-9800. It's going to be the greatest Friday night of your life. There's going to be prizes. There's going to be laughs. There's going to be strippers.
Oh. Oh my God.
February 6th, Jiva Theater, your chance to win. All you got to do is go head to head with our girl Breezy. It's coming up next.
98 PSY is free.
And always will be. She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Can't beat Breezy! This is your shot, you guys, to win tickets to PXY Mornings Moose and Breezy live after dark at Jiva Theater next month, February 6th, Friday night. The only way to attend this live event is to win tickets, and it's going to be the greatest Friday night ever.
It will be, you guys. We are so jazzed for this event. It's been on our bucket list since we started this show, and the fact that Jiva is having us, it's like, no, we're obsessed with you. We love you.
PXY, hello, who's this?
This is Lauren.
Lauren, where are you calling from this morning?
From Webster.
Trying to get tickets to our live show?
Yeah.
She's like, not anymore.
You're caller number 8!
Yay!
You're going head-to-head with Breezy. Do you think you have what it takes?
I definitely think I do. I've listened a couple times to this, and I'm sorry, Breezy, but I think I can kick your butt.
That's the kind of trash talking
honestly,
I was looking for.
I just want you there, so do whatever you need to do. You know, do whatever you
Great.
Need to do.
All okay. right. Lauren, Breezy's leaving the room.
Good luck, little buddy.
Okay, Breeze, go put
thank you.
She's going in that soundproof booth. You've heard the game before. Lauren, the rules are simple. 5 seconds on the clock to answer each question. If you end into tie with Breezy, you're going to get the win. Let's go to question number one. What is the name of the annual fundraising gala held at New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art?
The Met Gala.
Locking you in for Met Gala. Let's go to question number two. What streaming service started as a DVD by mail only company?
Netflix.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Question number three, Lauren. What is a baby kangaroo called?
Joey.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Question four. Who hosted The Tonight Show before Jimmy Fallon?
Conan O'Brien?
Final answer?
Sure, yeah.
All right. You a football fan?
Yes.
What is it called when the quarterback is tackled behind the line of scrimmage?
A sack.
Going with a sack. All right, let's bring our girl Breezy in. That's five we went through. We're going to tally these up, see how well you did, Lauren. Right now, we're looking at a total of 4 out of 5. Not too shabby.
Yay, that's amazing.
Okay,
all right, stay right there, Lauren. We're going to see how well our girl Breezy does.
Why are you laughing?
Because these were, I thought some of them were difficult.
Okay.
All right, question number one. Breezy.
Yes.
What is the name of the annual fundraising gala held at New York Metropolitan's Museum of Art?
The Met.
Question two. What streaming service started as a DVD by mail only company?
Netflix.
A lot of confidence today from our girl Breezy.
Absolutely. Crushing it. So I get every question wrong.
What is a baby kangaroo called?
A Jack. No, a Joey.
Final answer. Let's go to question four. Breezy, who hosted The Tonight Show before Jimmy Fallon?
Oh, that guy with the blonde hair. Steven. Steven. Final answer.
Okay.
Yep, Steven.
So. I honestly don't know a single Steven. Let's go to question number five. Huge football energy. Breezy, what is it called when the quarterback is tackled behind the line of scrimmage?
A sack.
What's up, Lauren?
Hi.
How do you think Breezy did?
I think she did pretty good.
You guys tied it? That means you automatically get the win!
Oh my God!
You guys absolutely crushed it.
Live show!
But you know what? It's funny because both of you guys got every single answer right. You both missed the fourth question, which is who hosted The Tonight Show before Jimmy Fallon? That would be Jay Leno. You said Conan. Breezy said Steven. Okay. Lauren,
Steven.
Who are you bringing to the live show with you?
My husband, Brian.
Oh, that's great. We can't wait to meet Brian.
Brian?
We're going to have the best time.
Does he know he's coming?
Not yet, but...
If he's listening to the radio, he'll know soon enough.
You have to win to get into this show. It's going to be at Jiva Theater February 6th. Breezy and I are taking the stage for the first live show ever here at PXY Mornings. We're so excited.
Yes.
And you guys are not going to leave empty-handed. If you make it into the show, we have a ton of prizes we're going to be giving away. Lauren, I need you to say my name. Where are you from?
Webster.
Lauren from Webster? Where life is worth living. I just beat Breezy.
This is Lauren from Webster, where life is worth living, and I just beat Breezy.
Yeah, you crushed it.
Kind of.
98PXY. Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.